Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, well, is that not the world's best idea? Well, you know, there may be better ideas. I think Hot Fudge Sundays are maybe slightly better ideas, but I'm not fattening. And I go really well with whipped cream, so I'm digressing. All right, look, I must tell you, for those of you who've been following The Perils of Pauline, and I actually called my daughter actually called me yesterday, and she said, what's the matter? I said, oh, I've been hacked, and I had to get a new credit card, and they tried to break into my bank account, and they got into my bill paying service, and they hacked my email, and all these people think I'm having a dinner party, so they're now all mad at me because, and she said, my sympathetic daughter said, Mom, welcome to the world the rest of us live in. Everybody, there's an article in the paper today saying that the IRS had underestimated by a factor of three the number of hacks. That they said something like another 100,000 people have been hacked through the IRS. So it's kind of an ongoing basis. The only thing I can say about it, the bad news is, well, and all of you have shared the bad news with me, which I, you know, appreciate, so I didn't feel quite so alone, is it's incredibly time consuming. I mean, and it's kind of scary. During the program yesterday, I got an alert from my bank saying, congratulations, we've just added a new biller. And I'm on the air, so I obviously haven't done any of that, which is really freaky. So the bad news is it took, a little over a week, and enormously time-consuming. And I was up till like 2 o'clock this morning trying to figure it out, and then up at 9 o'clock this morning trying But number one, it's done. Number two, they didn't get 1 cent. They tried. And we're talking enormous sums of money, not 1 cent. So there. So I'm feeling, all right, so all I can tell you guys is check your bank accounts. And the other thing they said is make sure you log out of don't open suspicious emails, which is really hard for me because they said don't open emails from people you don't know. But, I mean, because I have listeners and I have publicists and you know, who send me stuff about plays and theater, that's virtually a possibility, but at least I know to be a little more careful. And I've always been careful, but even more careful, because there's nothing like something like this. I actually called up one of my old sponsors and said we need to talk, who does this kind of protection. And you really, I mean, having a bank that you trust and that you can have access to really makes a huge difference as far as I'm concerned. So, because they'll hold your hand through it. So I have all these new emails and all these, I'm one of those people, like probably a lot of you, that uses the same password or variations on the same password for all my accounts. Folks, you really can't do that. They said, the guy who was here yesterday, who was the security specialist, I said, I'm going to use this password. He started laughing and he said, anybody could hack that in less than 3 minutes. So you have to use things that are, you have to remember them because writing them down is dangerous as well. But you cannot use your birthday. You cannot use your children's name. You cannot use your dog's name, especially if you've got it on Facebook. I mean, you can't use any of the obvious things because if these guys can get onto your email and put, and there was some gadget apparently that they, some Trojan horse that they put on my computer so they could figure out everything. Anyway, okay, so that's done. To add injury to insult, I'm going to get all my complaining out of the way, and then I'm going to be a really cheerful person probably the rest of my life. I went to theater last night. I know, big woo. Actually, it was. I'll review it for you next week. And I live, as most of you know, I live in New York, and I take the train a lot. I take the subway because it's by far and away the most efficient way of doing things, and it's inexpensive, and it doesn't leave a carbon footprint. It usually takes me about 15 minutes to go from my house to almost any place. It's very efficient. I know where I'm going. I know, you know, I've lived here long enough. I love the trains. You know, I can help other people negotiate them. And I had to be on 6 different trains last night to get home. Which is one of those days you think, the universe is trying to punish me technologically. And, you know, here it's like 93 degrees. So, but I am cheerful today because all is well. And as crummy a day as history was yesterday, Trevor, you should be really grateful. It was such a lousy day in history yesterday that that Manny actually made it a soft ice cream day for the second day. And I pointed out that there actually was some legitimacy there, although I asked in the SmackDown who if he thought he could take you, and he said the two of you would gang up and take me. So I figured
there we go.
Yeah, not a good idea. But we figured that for there to be 2 days in a row of National Soft Ice Cream Day actually made some sense, because it would be dripping off your elbow by now. It just melted.
That's
from
true.
One day into the next.
That makes sense.
I thought you'd like that. All right, so it's National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, which seems a little rich for today, but chocolate pecan, how bad can this be? A Virtual Worlds Day, not my favorite thing, but Game Boys, go ahead. World Mosquito Day, we absolutely loathe. And National Radio Day, woo! So, you know, 2 out of 4 isn't bad. Batting 500 gets you a pretty good contract. Alrighty, on this day in history, and yesterday was such a bad day in history, I think we only had like 2 entries and both of them were vaguely bogus, and even Manny said, sheesh, I decided yesterday didn't really exist. Didn't exist in history. And as far as I'm concerned, we could wipe yesterday off the planet and we'd be okay. So, and I suggested anybody who had a birthday yesterday got a freebie. They didn't have to age a year because it just didn't exist. But today, St. Stephen, in the year 1000, now this is probably a little apocryphal that this actual day was celebrated as a national day in Hungary. He founded the Hungarian state. So let's all get some goulash. There you go. When I was a kid, did you think that Hungary was spelled like hungry? Like I'm hungry? I did for a long time. Of course, spelling is not my strong suit, but there we go. In 1083, the first king of Hungary, who was St. Stephen, and his son St. Emmerich, were canonized. So it took 83 years from the beginning of the state to the canonization of the king of Hungary. So I don't know if that means he was 83, because presumably he didn't found it when he was a kid. A little unclear about that. Very good news for some people today. I have a friend who just got back from the Galapagos. In 1858, there's a moral in this story. Stay with me on this one. Charles Darwin first published his theory of evolution through natural selection in the Journal of the Proceedings of the Linnaean Society of London, alongside Alfred Russel Wallace's same theory. Okay, have any of you ever heard of Alfred Russel Wallace? I rest my case. To be famous, you have to have a publicist, I think. Charles Darwin, I mean, it's the same theory. But everybody knows Darwin, and nobody knows Wallace. My suspicion is that there are probably some biologists, some evolutionary biologists somewhere who know who Wallace is, but the rest of us don't. This is a good day in 1866 because President Andrew Johnson declared that the Civil War was over. Done. Most costly war in American history, obviously because we had casualties on both sides. In 1882, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture debuts in Moscow, Russia. You ever heard that played on like the 4th of July?
Yes.
Yes. With the fireworks?
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do that, I think they still do it, in Boston along the Charles River. So there you go. This is the reason, I guess, today's National Radio Day. In 1920, the first commercial radio station, 8MK, which is now WWJ, began operations in, do you know what city? Don't peek. Do you remember?
I already peeked.
All right, well, tell people then.
Detroit.
Thank you for
Detroit.
Motown.
That's right.
I actually love Detroit. First of all, we have a big old station there. Second of all, I mean, there's something kind of charming about a city that has Joe Louis's fist as their kind of emblem. Have you ever been to Detroit?
I have not.
It's an interesting city. I know people don't think very well highly of it, but I do. I think it's great. Right across the river is Windsor, and the casino, and nice people. I've gone there. I've given speeches there 3 or 4 times, so I'm a fan of Motown. In 1926, on this very day, public broadcasting in Japan was established. Viking 1 in 1975 went toward Mars, and Voyager 2 launched the same day in 77. And Estonia, annexed by the USSR in 1940, said, We want to be our very own state. So there you go. Interesting day in history. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, you know, Trevor, you know, how about if we talked about naming planets today? Because with Darwin and his kind of breakthrough, even though he shared it with Wallace, the same article, same, because the idea of one person coming up with an extraordinary idea all by themselves, I think, has always been a little apocryphal. I think that quite often you see that a number of people come up with the same idea at the same time, but one of them either gets more publicity or is more charming or writes better or something. Because that if you look at a lot of things that are associated with one person, if you go back and do the research, you'll find that they quite often were a number of people either working on the project together or at the same time or in different areas, but different geographical areas, but it turns out that idea of one person making a major leap happens, but not all that often. You could hear with the history of flight, there was some controversy about whether the Wright brothers really were the first ones or someone did it 2 years before that. It depends how you catch, I think, the public imagination, and part of that depends on how it gets publicized. If it's not written up someplace, you know, the sound of a tree falling in the forest, if nobody's there, is the sound of Wallace. All right, can we do naming planets? Would that be a fun thing to
do
today?
Yeah, sure
can.
Can
we do that? Okay.
Absolutely.
If you were going to name a planet, would you name it Trevor?
Yeah.
The Trevor planet?
Trevor World, where everything is awesome.
Yeah. Well, we decided what Trevor, you know, the original origin, we're not going to go back to that.
No, we're not going to revisit that.
Did you call your parents and say, how could you do this to me?
No. Well, I think Urban Dictionary came well after
after you
me.
Were born?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was named after you, Trev.
Oh, jeez.
Trevor is now resigning from my program. Okay, so you'd call it Trevor World.
No, I don't know. Maybe I would like pick something unity in Latin, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I think that finding, you know,
Unum, I think.
Yeah, celestial Unum, bodies in the world will hopefully unify us on this world, you know?
That's a great thought. And if you think about it, Mars is the god of war. What is Pluto? Is the god of the underworld, I think, right?
Yeah, as far as I remember.
Uranus, I don't know what Uranus just works really well in naughty jokes.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they named it.
I probably, yeah. All right, so let's hear what people would name a planet. Because, as you know, this is a little bit of a finesse, to be quite honest. They are actually running, NASA, I think, is running, is it NASA? Their aeronautics, well, NASA is, at any rate, I believe it's NASA, it's somebody. We did the story on it a couple weeks ago, last week, is running a contest where the public gets to vote on naming new planets and stars. Okay? Now, the finesse is that they've already picked several names. Like, you know, you narrow it down. Like, remember when we were talking about nominations for the woman on the $20 bill? Well, they've now narrowed it down to, I think, three or four. But we figure we don't care what their choices are. We care what our choices are. So this is an opportunity to be creative as opposed to just pick one from column A or one from column B. This is not the Chinese restaurant school of life. This is the unlimited possibilities, a buffet of life. Okay, so let's hear what people would name planets, and hopefully they're telling us why as well. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, so Rebecca says, I'd call it Planet Joy, where joy and happiness exists.
Well, how nice. Thank you. Or we could call it, well, let's see, what are some of the other words for joy? Frieda, I think, is joy, I think, in German. Joie is French. But I'd go for joy. Thank you.
Yeah. Linda says, peace with hopes of inspiring the same.
Yeah, she's on your page, Trev.
Yeah,
exactly. Peace and unity. Pace.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tracy says, Planet Tracy, well, because I'm out of this world.
Oh, Tracy, I think you're so cute. I love that. All right, now is it T-R-A-C-E-Y or T-R-A-C-Y or is it T-R-A-C-I-E? I mean, so we've got some issues here, Trace.
It's E-Y.
E-Y.
Yep.
All right. Planet Tracy.
Mm,
how about,
good.
You know, if we found twin planets, they could be Tracy and Trevor.
There you go.
I mean, it sounds like a soap opera couple, don't you think?
Yeah.
The days of our stars, Tracy and Trevor. I kind of like that. But we don't have twin planets at this moment.
Not at this moment.
All right, Trace, we may have to hold off on that, but I like to know, Sherry. What else?
Lorraine says Planet Deus because only God knows.
That's pretty cute. Although, you know what? In the world in which we live, believe it or not, I think we'd get grief about that. Right?
Probably.
Well, first of all, Deus is what, Latin and or Greek? But you could do Buddha or Allah or, and there's some religions where you're not supposed to say the name at all. But I kind of like the idea. I just think, believe it or not, the politics of our lives these days are just so fraught with whatever. But I like the idea. I'm not denying. I'm just saying, believe it or not, I think we'd run into trouble about it. There we go.
Maxwell says, planet of love, because it's the only thing this world needs plenty of.
Oh, very cute. Now, we could call it, I mean, there are different kinds of love, and they have different kinds of words, right? There's eros, and there's amour, and there's, I mean, we'd have to figure out which kind of love you want. It's kind of like some societies are like Eskimos who have like 38 words for snow, and there's some societies that have like at least more than one for love. But I like the idea. See, you guys, I love putting out kind of abstracting kind of notions, especially when you're specific with me, because you guys always come up with something unexpected and thoughtful and interesting. So there you go.
Yeah, Richard says Juno because we don't have enough women names.
Not a bad idea. Do we have any women that are planetary names?
Not that I can think of.
Jupiter's god of is the major god, right? We could have a Hera too, but I like what did she call Juno? Juno is
yep.
Hera, right? I mean,
I think
Juno
so.
And Hera, the same one.
Yep.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Paul says, I would rename the Earth by adding the letter D to begin its new name, not because there's a lack of resources on this planet, but because there are but few other resource-rich planets capable of sustaining life as we know it in this corner of the galaxy. The hundreds of other Earth-like planets that scientists have discovered do look cozy, but a visit seems unlikely.
So he's calling it Dearth?
Yeah, like...
Well, but like Dearth of
Dearth
resources,
of Earths.
But I think we'd have, but I don't quite get that. I mean, I get his point that that this is an extraordinarily unique place that supports us all, even if we don't support it very well. But Dearth sort of suggests a lack, right?
Maybe he's like doing the Iceland-Greenland thing. You know, Iceland was kind of nice and Greenland was icy, you know. That kind of thing. Like
okay, the, I don't know. That I don't quite get the logic of this one, but okay.
Yeah, and finally we have Marie, who says peace, to encourage peace all over the world.
Yeah, I really like that. And, you know, the space is one of the few places, if you think about it, where the exploration really has been sort of Earth-like as opposed to nationalistic. It started that way, really. It started with a competition between Russia and the United States, but it's kind of evolved into joint projects, which in theory speaks well for the future. Do we believe that? I do. Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, Peace on Earth, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My two aged dogs had to be put to sleep last month, and I'm still crying and sad, and I don't want to get depressed, and I don't know what to do to make sure I don't get depressed.
If you call up the ASPCA or a local shelter, they will put you in touch with a group that specifically deals with mourning the death of a pet.
Okay.
And that may make you feel a little saner. Tell me a little bit about you. How old are you?
56.
Are you single or married?
Married.
Do you have kids?
No.
How's your marriage?
Great.
Okay, do you work outside the home?
I don't.
So what do you do during the day?
I take care of my 90-year-old mother and my two old dogs.
Well, it may be that part of what you're mourning, honey, is your life a little bit. Yes?
I worked for 15 years.
I'm not saying you have to go and dig ditches. I'm saying that being around a house where the dogs were a constant presence, dealing exclusively with, it sounds like, an ailing 90-year-old mom, is not the way to kind of reaffirm that life goes on for you, that you need to get out of that house, you need to be around other people, you need to feel that, and maybe, I'm not suggesting necessarily that you go and do some volunteer activity, although that may or may not help, because that must feel mostly what you're doing with your mom, but, you know, go jog around the block or take a class, whether it's exercise or fine arts or go to the museum or, I mean, it seems that you put yourself on house arrest, and that's going to make you feel lousy.
So don't be isolated.
Yeah, and I think, as I said, I'm kind of mixed about giving you the notion about being in touch with a support group, because I don't want you to sit around feeling sorry about, you know, feeling good about feeling bad. But I'm willing to sort of put that in the mix if you're willing to do some other things as well. And, you know, ride your bike around the block 3 times. You know, go and you know, pet a puppy. Get an ice cream cone. Make, you know, have your husband take you to a movie. Go dancing. Don't isolate yourself, and don't feel good about feeling bad, because it's a waste of your time.
Okay.
All righty.
So
I think it's okay to mourn the death of your animals, and I think the fact that you put them down is going to make it harder in some ways, because there's always that sense of, I mean, the intellectual sense is, I did a good thing for them. That's what I'd want someone to do for me. The emotional one is, oh my God, what have I done? And those are two. And anything that complicates grief prolongs grief. I just made that up, but I think it's really true.
Okay.
That grieving is a complicated process in and of itself. And anytime you get any guilt involved or any remorse, and how could there not be? I mean, it makes things that much more complicated. So, Maybe that's the use of a support group to talk about the guilt about it. But I think basically get out of that house. Don't get isolated. Take yourself to a movie. Take your mom to a movie. Go do something fun. Go, you know, buy a balloon, eat an ice cream cone, you know, pet a baby.
Bursting into tears, don't worry about, I cry, I sob.
Well, but I mean, look, part of the mourning is appropriate, and you've lost, you know, love objects, and as I said, it's a complicated kind of grieving because of your part in it, but don't allow that to define your existence these days, because as you know, I mean, presumably if you're 56 years old, you've had pets before.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even had to put down pets before, and what you understand is that it feels really lousy.
Right.
But it ebbs over time, and what you're left with is the remembrance of the loyalty and the love of the animal and your sense about them, and you move on. It's just for a while that it feels lousy, and the while will be less lousy and less long if you don't isolate yourself.
Okay. People tell me to get another dog. I don't feel
don't. I mean, do it when that wasn't one of the things I suggested, as you heard.
Okay.
I think, you know, get your feedback underneath you.
Okay.
And do that, but that has to be an act of will. You know, we're talking about looking at what your choices are and making better choices.
Very good. Thank you.
Alrighty? You're welcome.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Great.
How am I going to help you?
Yeah, I have a problem. I'm like a very big masturbator.
Yeah, you called me before, Joe.
Yeah, how do you remember?
Well, because that's part of what I do.
Cool, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I told you that either you could try to cut down, that you said that it made you feel guilty, that it was against your religion. And I said, well, you know, I'm not a theologian. I'm a psychologist. And from my point of view, if it's not distracting you from other things in your life, so be it. And if it makes you feel guilty, you got to go talk with somebody about the guilt part of it from a religious point of view. And I'm not the religious person. So where are you today?
Right. So they said it's permitted and, you know, I'm able to do it.
Okay.
But I just forget about, not because of the religious aspect, if I just like to stop, I just can't.
Well, no, you're choosing not to. This isn't something involuntary. This isn't something that you're doing unconsciously. This isn't something that someone's doing to you. This is a choice that you're making. As far as I'm concerned, you can wear rubber gloves, which would probably be pretty uncomfortable, wouldn't they? You can wear handcuffs. You can make sure that you can wear a chastity belt. You can do whatever you want to do, Joe, but this is a choice. And until you view it as that, you don't want to get yourself caught where you are today, which is saying, I don't like doing this, but I'm not going to stop.
I'm addicted.
No, you're not. That's a ridiculous term. Addiction is a very specific term that means has to do with something that has nothing to do with this. It's become compulsive to you, and you're choosing to do it because it feels good, and then you feel bad about it. That has nothing to do with addiction. That has to do with a choice that you're making that doesn't make any sense. So you have to choose other things.
But every time I get an erection, I feel I need to go rub it.
Joe, you don't have to. And I think I have this feeling that you're calling me up because it's kind of a turn-on for you to talk about erections and about masturbation, and I don't actually want to be part of that. If you want to do something about it, then when you get an erection, think about calculus or go take a cold shower or go run around the block. But don't call me about it because you clearly don't want to do anything about this except talk about it, and I don't want to be part of that process that's making you feel unhappy about it. So you can decide to behave in another way or to continue to behave in this way and not feel guilty about it. But until you really wanted to do something about it other than talk about it, don't bother calling me, okay? You can call me when you actually want to do something about it. But when you want to do something about it, then stop masturbating and call up and talk with me about the feelings that you have. Go write down what you're feeling at that moment. Go take an ice cube and dump it down your pants. Scratch your head. Do whatever you want. You know, stick an M&M up your nose. But don't call me to talk about it because I think that's part of the kind of fun for you at this moment. And I don't really want to be part of making you feel worse. Well, Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My 5-year-old son may not be the Antichrist, but sometimes he gets pretty close.
Uh-huh.
I would like to convince my wife that taking him to a child psychologist might be the right thing to
do. Okay, can you talk with me more specifically about what his behavior is?
Yeah, he gets kicked out of a lot of activities such as gymnastics class.
For doing what? What does he do?
Not paying attention and causing a distraction, going off on his own, not listening to what he's told.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
We have the 5-year-old and a 15-month-old baby.
Has this child become more antichrist-like since the 15-month-old was born?
A little, but he had similar problems before that.
Is this a kid who can't sit still very well?
He can sit and play with his little video games.
Okay.
But other times, not so much.
And what is your, when he gets kicked out of gym, what is your wife's response?
She has most recently shunned him, given him this cold shoulder, and plans to do so for the next couple of days.
And her thinking about that is what?
That it'll make him feel bad and change his behavior.
Well, I think that's both naive and overly sophisticated for a 5-year-old. I think that this was somebody she was dating, and he wasn't behaving. I think what we have here is a symptom, not a cause. And I think it's very hard to solve a problem. I mean, look, what I would probably do, Mike, is wait out the couple of days, and when she finds out it doesn't really work, and what it's doing is making him feel awful about himself, and kids who feel awful about themselves are much less likely to be disciplined, then I think it's a time to kind of intervene and say, look, we don't want to damage his psyche, and we don't want to break his spirit. We want him to be able to control his behavior better. And we do that by making him feel, number one, good about himself, not bad, number one. And number two, to figure out what's causing this behavior. And it occurs to me, since we're not professionals at this, maybe we get to somebody, or have her call me, and I'll run her through it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm, as you know, a great fan of self-reliance. That and if you think about how I explain things to y'all, I'm not trying to be your guru. I really want you to know how to run your own lives for a whole lot of reasons. So when in doubt, try. Do what you think will work, as long as it's not permanent, illegal, or immoral. But when it doesn't work, the idea that if you keep doing it over and over again, it'll somehow work magically is not very accurate. So that may be the time to call me. But certainly try stuff first. But again, problems are much easier to solve if you can figure out what the cause is. Until you figure out what the cause is, you're just going to be kind of flopping around, hoping, like, pin the tail on, we're not even sure it's a donkey. Or we're not even sure it's a tail. We're not even sure it's a pin. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. We try. This was, I don't even remember whose idea it was anymore. This may have been Shane's idea when he was producing, when I first started with Genesis, is that both of us, well, I think all three of us, I think, or four of us, Shane, you, me, Manny, are sort of all of the glass is half full, school of life. I think all of us sort of try and find the best we possibly can in a situation and feel like the world has got a... First of all, negativity just doesn't work. I mean, if it was workable, then you can have an intelligent discussion about the pros and cons, but it doesn't. The negativity, no, closes things down. Yes, opens them up. I mean, think about anything in your life. And no, just stops. Yes, opens. So we're kind of the yes school of life. And so I think it was Shane's idea to try and find a good news story every day. And some of them, to be quite honest, I think are a little, what's the word I want? Sappy, for lack of a better term. I mean, they're great, and I think people like them. And we actually get a fair amount of feedback on them that's positive, where, you know, a kitten returns to its mom after saving a Labrador retriever and finding Elvis. I mean, you know, great, yeah. Okay, but this one, I think really, this one really sort of grabbed me. All right, here's the deal. Remember last year when they did the ice bucket challenge where people were pouring water all over each other or somebody else and then donating to charity? Remember that they would do that? I think that Bush actually got involved in it. I think his wife poured water all over him.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So they did it in 2 months last year. They raised $115 million for ALS research in the U.S. Well, let me just take a sidebar here. The United States is viewed as the most generous country in the world. Did you know that? When uniformly, we give more money whenever there's a relief effort, whenever there's a tragedy someplace else. We're terrible at savings, to be quite honest. We have the lowest rate of savings of any country in the world. But we're generous. We give to other people, which is, I think, speaks well of us. And there are all these new projects, the crowdfunding stuff. And so, I think it's wonderful. I really do. All right. So in 2 months, they raised $115 million. And... All right, so that's good. Although, I don't know about you, but every time you talk about a fundraiser, like, I've been involved with the money that was collected. I wasn't involved in the collection, but I was involved in the effort to collect money for World Trade Center. It's a scandal of how little of that money got dispersed where we're supposed to. If you look at the federal government's dispersal for following Sandy, I mean, it's a scandal. If you look at Katrina, I mean, it's time after time after time after time where people are incredibly generous in the face of calamity, and the money just doesn't get where it's supposed to go, which I think makes all of us a little both cynical on some level and a little reluctant because you're thinking, you know, I just don't want to line the pocket of some scamp somewhere, some scoundrel who's come up with an idea that tugs at people's heart and will make... him, it's primarily men, let's face it, a rich man. Okay, so this is the counter-argument to that. They collected $115 million in 2 months, and they're saying it helped them find a dysfunctional program, program would be something a little different, dysfunctional protein, TDP-43, they've been looking at for decades. They said, remember, they were literally, they were awash with videos of people pouring cold water over their heads to raise money. 17 million people. 17 million. So this is basically, for 17 million, it would have been, what, about $8 a person? That would be 56 carried to 5. Yeah, about $7-$8 a person. Uploaded videos to Facebook, assuming each one of those people who uploaded actually gave some money. That isn't actually how they collected it, but nevertheless, 17 million people uploaded videos to Facebook, including many celebrities who rose to the challenge, which were then watched by 440 million people worldwide. A new study published last week credits the Ice Bucket Challenge with helping them to unravel the mystery behind the protein TDP-43, which in more than 90% of ALS cases is dysfunctional. They're trying to figure out what it was doing, and they figured it out. And they're saying the best part is it can be fixed. So with any luck, this could lead to the possibility of a cure, or at least a slowing down of this terrible disease. The money came at a critical time when we needed it. They warned that the work was ongoing, and many current ALS sufferers would not necessarily see the benefits of the research. In the U.S., the ALS Association, which is, most of you know, is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, is known in the United States. And all motor neuron disorders received $115 million in donations during August and September last year. It tripled the amount of money it spends on research every year. So there you go. So that would be, basically, this disease is not only awful, it's rapidly progressive. Basically, your mind is okay, and your body doesn't work. You can't talk, you can't move, and eventually the reason you die is you can't breathe. It kills a third of the people within a year of diagnosis, and more than half within 2 years. And at this moment, there's no cure. But there's a possibility. So good on all of you. And so that's the good news of the day. So there you go. Jimmy Carter came out today. I think he's a really gutsy guy. I think he's an incredibly moral man. I think he was a truly lousy president. I think he was just in over his head, which sort of proves something that I think probably the most moral man that we've had in the White House in the last, 100 years was probably the most incompetent. And I'm hopefully that they're not related to one another. Hopefully you can have someone who's moral and competent. But at any rate, he said last week that I think he had, was it liver or kidney cancer, but it's metastasized. He now says that there are 4 small lesions on his brain. And this afternoon he is starting radiation, and then he's going to, he does that every 3 weeks, I think, for 4 different times, and then he does chemo. And he's planning to teach Sunday school on Sunday. I mean, isn't there a part of you that, and he's 90, isn't there a part of you that says, go, Jimmy, go? I mean, I just think that's, first of all, I think it's brave to talk about it, because I think a lot of us, when we feel awful, sort of go into our cave and hope nobody will notice. But, and also to sort of keep on keeping on. I mean, he said when he was diagnosed that he figured he had an amazing life. His wife was not very happy about it, but he said he was relatively calm about it. But I think that's kind of who he's been all along. I think he really does have that very stable inner compass that that allows him some serenity, that allows him to steer his own course. And, you know, so I think he's an admirable man. I don't think he was an admirable president, but what are you going to do? And it would be nice to think that we could have both in one package, but that may be, you know, a little unrealistic, or maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.